My dear friends, today's episode is one that is genuinely really close to my heart, and I think one that's really important because I'm going to be talking about how getting to know myself from the inside out and being able to work so closely with my own energy patterns and transmute them has really directly and powerfully impacted my ability to stand in the midst of this very challenging world in which we live, to stand in the middle of enormous social division, which really lies at the heart of a lot of our challenges, and how to feel strong, powerful, sovereign, and comfortable amidst the discomfort of nuance and complexity. So I'm going to wind back to, well, actually, let's wind even further back. I was going to say 2020, but we'll go back a few years. At the beginning of my self-healing journey, when I was about 30, so 10 years ago, I remember feeling increasingly, I was becoming more and more sensitive, and I was finding it more and more difficult to hear and be aware of like the news and current affairs. And so a lot of kind of other people in the spiritual transformation space were advocating the idea of turning off the news. And so I did that for quite a long time. I turned off the news and I definitely felt calmer. And for a good while, it really worked for me. And I have absolutely no judgment towards people that cannot engage with the news and switch it off. Because if that's something you need to do to protect yourself at a given time, go for it. But at the same time, there was always a part of me that missed kind of being at the cusp of current affairs, being at the cusp of political developments, because I've always found it fascinating, interesting, and important to know what's going on in the world. And so I was depriving myself of a certain amount of kind of natural interest for me because I could recognize it had to be done for my mental health. So for years, I didn't really listen to the news. And then I kind of re-engaged with the news for a while and it would make me really stressed. So I was in a constant cycle of like switching it off, switching it on. I remember there was an election a few years ago in my country, in the UK, and I was, you know, really politically involved. I got completely sucked into a very specific division in our country. I was out canvassing. I was like door knocking. I mean, it was like pretty intense. And although I had to do it because it was important for me at that time to feel like I was contributing somehow to the political landscape in our country, it took an enormous toll. I was emotionally really drained by the end of that. I was crushed by the outcome of the result. And I was becoming more and more sensitive, not just to the kind of energetics of the social division around politics, but actually, like, if the subject would come up at like a dinner party or a coffee, I could feel myself immediately becoming really activated, really emotionally charged. And I started to feel immense levels of resentment and like fury towards people who had voted differently to me. And I knew that this wasn't coming from my whole self. But I couldn't work out a way to navigate being involved and not being like a complete furious person at all times. So again, it's that cycle of I completely checked out, didn't listen to the news, watch the news, read the news, nothing for about 6 months. Anyway, then when I began working with energy alchemy about 2 years ago, and you know, really, I was working with very foundational building block practices like daily energy hygiene. So just learning how to clean your energy body from the top down every single day and clearing away all the debris and the clutter that you pick up from the world around you and like becoming more of myself, filling that space with more of my own core essence, which is like a very specific process that you catalyze when you work with energy alchemy in that way. So I noticed that my resilience just began to steadily increase. And I saw that in quite a few different areas. I saw it with my clients where I could have like a really intense client call for an hour, and at the end I would feel really energized rather than drained or tired. I noticed that I was able to have difficult conversations with people, and I was able to feel grounded and sovereign in those conversations. I noticed that I was able to be in the middle of heated disagreements, and suddenly I was able to somehow see other sides of arguments that I had really tightly clung to for so many years. And it all came to a head during the pandemic. Yep, the old pandemic, where a lot of us just felt such visceral waves of intense fear. And as we all know, there was, and still is to this day, a lot of social cultural division, which is such a shame. It's such a shame, because that was kind of the hardest part of the pandemic for me, was noticing the sharp divide on either side of which lay so many of my dear friends. And I would say two things. First of all, I would say that I was terrified throughout the pandemic. I was terrified of so many different things. I was terrified of what I was seeing around me. I was terrified of the rules. I was terrified of the virus. I was terrified of the vaccine. I was terrified of absolutely everything. I just felt fear. And it was like this unnameable black fear that just engulfed my body. And I didn't know what it was, whose it was. I just remember so many times being in my room and just crying and being like, I'm so scared. And my husband being like, what's the matter? And literally I'd wake up at night and just be like frozen with terror. And I just didn't understand why. And now looking back, it's so clear to me that a lot of what I was feeling was not my own stuff. And, you know, in spiritual and transformative circles, we often talk about feeling collective fear. But truly, I didn't know there was a way to like consciously not plug into collective emotions. I didn't know that you can accumulate so much energetic debris that you will literally be experiencing other people's emotions as your own. And so I not only was feeling so terrified, but the second thing was that I began to develop strong opinions. I began to develop strong opinions. And just like the days of political canvassing, I also began to develop strong resentments towards other people that didn't share my opinions. And it was horrible. Like, quite simply, it was really not pleasant to be walking around feeling like surges of scorn and resentment towards my fellow man who would express different opinions to me. I knew that I didn't want to feel like that, but I could not work out a way how to shift it. Because again, I was trying to do it through like increasing my understanding and increasing my my mental understanding of the situation. But I will never forget the profound and swift results that I felt in my body when I began just practicing a consistent practice of energy alchemy and cleaning out my energy body. Because the stillness and the silence and the space, I had never realized how many opinions and thoughts in my head did not belong to me. I kid you not, I would say that around 80% of the voice in my head was not mine. Like, I would be having showers, I remember, because that's often when I do, like, my mind is most busy in the shower. Not anymore, though, but it used to be. And I remember these, like, fully formed sentences speaking to me in my head, like, berating me or, like, echoing other people's thoughts and opinions. And they would create, like, a really strong emotional charge in my body. I'd be, like, pep-talking myself into a fury before even starting the day. And it was just so chaotic and so unhealthy. And I couldn't believe that after, it was about 10 days, 2 weeks of a consistent practice, that this glorious space opened up in my head and in my body. And I was finally able to explore, how do I actually feel about what is happening around me? And it was a miracle. I kid you not, it was a miracle. Suddenly, I was able to see the full spectrum of opinions, emotions, whatever you want to call it, of all the different sides, in inverted commas, of any situation. And I was able to look at them and witness them without any emotional charge. And as this unfolded, I felt myself naturally kind of slipping away from my tightly held, very strong opinions, very much on one side of the fence, into the magical middle, where I continue to sit happily to this day. And now, whenever I am in the midst of a very charged debate, whether that's verbally, like in a conversation, or whether I'm reading about it, or whether I'm just witnessing it unfolding on social media, and specifically in the realm of like politics or culture wars or environmental concerns, I feel like I have this kind of permanent fluid stability that my body is in. And I'm able to look with clarity and discernment and sovereignty at what is going down around me. And I can see all the nuance and all the gray areas and all the complexity and all the different moving parts. And I realize that to siphon this complexity and nuance into these binary constructs is so unhelpful, because it's just, it's false and it's unhelpful, and it's much more challenging to navigate life that way. And so what this has meant, and I know this is like a bit of a longer episode, but it's really dear to me, it's really important to me, because what it's meant is that I'm able to re-engage with the news. I'm able to re-engage with current affairs and with politics and with structures and systems, you know, that underpin our entire life existence, where I don't have to like hide myself away in fear. And I'm able to like walk amongst these systems and structures and all the social division and all the angst and the anguish and the fear. And I can look at it with clarity and discernment, and I feel absolutely resilient and powerful and strong and sovereign amongst it. And it's just given me a much more thoughtful perspective on life. And also that thoughtful, multifaceted perspective, I can then apply to making things happen in my own life, where it's like I've suddenly been able to see all these hidden layers and things, and I can see it in other people, I can see it in situations, I can see it in kind of all the different paradigms that our world is made up of, but I can see it in myself too and in my own life. And I truly believe that to be a direct result of having practiced consistent energy hygiene. And it may just be me, like you may be somebody who's like, you know what, I have absolutely no desire to engage in politics or current affairs. But really, it's not about the specific things that one can re-engage with. It's about feeling like you have a place, and that it's your place, and that you can be in relationship to somebody else who is very much in the grip of a tightly constructed identity, for example, and that you're not responding to that tightly constructed identity, that you're seeing them for who they really are. You're seeing things for how they really are, which is sacred, multifaceted, nuanced, and complex. And that within every pattern, there is sacredness and complexity, and every pattern can be untangled. And all you have to do is kind of attune to the sacredness within any pattern. So I will leave it there. And I hope this was useful for you and interesting. And I really look forward to sharing more episodes with you.